Blog Talk Radio.
Away from any heat sources
don't allow a tree to block any exit. Keep your water in case of at all times. If you opt for an artificial tree, it needs to be labeled as being fire resistant. If you are having a house party, there should be a designated driver for any of your guests who will be drinking alcohol. Yes, we want to have fun and be merry and have a little drink, but just make sure that you have a designated driver. Don't use your fireplace. If you're using your fireplace, which it does keep help with your heating, but the most important thing when using your fireplace, the chimney needs to be inspected annually prior to its first use of the season. Now, I don't normally get it every year. I normally get it every year, maybe every 2 years to 3 years, and that's what I normally do. But they're saying here you should do it annually prior to the first use of the season. Don't burn items other than wood. That's very important. Using a space heater is an efficient way to heat small spaces in one area of the house, and because it really can save you money having a heat on an entire house. Sometimes what I do when I come into the house from being away, I turn up the heat to heat up the whole house, then I turn the heat back down just to get rid of that cold feeling. Now, when I'm in my den, that's one of my coolest places in my house. So I have a space heater there, and I normally use the space heater pretty regular in there because it's such a cold area. But I do try to turn that heat up and let it warm this house real good, and then I turn it back down. And I can't seem to sleep at night when the heat is really up high because it also drives my sinuses. And if you have sinus problem, I'm sure you have the problem as well. If you charge with preparing the holiday meal, if you are given that duty to prepare the holiday meal, do so with care. Don't wear loose fitting clothing when you're around the stove or oven. Make certain pot handles are always turned in. Keep children and pets out of the kitchen. Unplug appliances when they are not in use. Don't leave food on the stove cooking unattended. Yes, that's a good one. Because I always seem to burn toast. You're supposed to be able to know how to cook, and when you don't know how, that expression when someone says you don't know how to cook, you probably don't know how to even cook toast. You burn that. Now, I am guilty of that. For some reason, my toaster cooks at a harder scale, and it always seems I'm always multitasking. I just don't do one thing at one time. And when I'm putting toast in the oven, in the toast oven, I'm always doing something else. And sometimes, most of the time, I burn my toast because I'm trying to do too many things. So it's not that I can't cook. I just can't keep still enough to just do one thing at a time. But I am in the same area, so I am not walking into another room and leaving it there. I'm normally in that area, but I'm doing other things at the same time. But sometimes it's okay to have your toast to be a little bit, not necessarily burnt, but a little browner than normal. The holiday are times when thieves and con artists are frequent on the prowl. Here are some tips from our local police department to help keep your home, your car, your possession, and your family safe. Keeping your home safe. We all have homes to reflect the joy of the season, but avoid displaying gifts where they can be seen from a window or a doorway. Arrange to have packages delivered to a neighbor if you're not home to receive them. Now, last year, I looked at the news, and boy, people were waiting for the FedEx or UPS to deliver, and they would go and get your gift. Many of them were captured on a camera where they picked up the gift and just took off with it. So be very careful about that. I know they have a lot of online where you go online and purchase most of your gifts, and then you have free shipping and have it delivered to your home. But just know that somebody be on the watch, because it doesn't matter where you live, they do it. Package left on porches and doorways are easy for thieves, because they be looking for it, just like I indicated. Just waiting for it to happen. Consider simple outside decoration. Large lawn pieces are often stolen right out of the lawn. Be sure not to obscure the view from the window. You need a clear view of your property. Always lock your home doors and windows, even if you're only gone for a few minutes. It only takes a thief a few minutes. Compact or dispose of packaging discreetly. Often criminals will spot something you have discarded and can target you from that next burglar or thief. When leaving town, have a trusted friend or neighbor to take care of your home. Never cancel your general mail, such as mail. Now, I read that earlier when I was reading that. Now, I always thought that was a good thing to do. I was told to make sure you stop your mail, so people won't see all that stuff in your mailbox. Sometimes post office people might spread the news too that that person there is. I'm not going to say that over there. But anyway, I was told to stop the mail if you're gone for a certain period of time. Here it's telling you not to stop your mail. Never cancel general mail such as mail, newspaper, and other services when leaving town or going on vacation. I disagree with that one. Notify your local police precinct when you are planning an extended absence. They can issue a vacation watch, a direct patrol on your home. Well, that's a good thing. Keeping your neighborhood safe. First, share these tips with your neighbors. Establish a network with your neighbors and make a plan for mutual protection and notification. That's something I always do. When I'm going out of town, I always let two of my neighbors know that I'm going to go out of town, sometimes three right around me, but most of the time, at least two of them, I always let them know that I'm going out of town and to watch out for certain things. Any changes in my, because I do have nosy neighbors, but it's okay. It's good to have nosy neighbors, because they are the ones that's watching out and making sure that nothing happens. And I've had one of my neighbors had called me all the way from South Carolina when I was there for my family reunion. And they called me, let me know that there was a car in my yard that they had never recognized before. So, see, that's a nosy neighbor, but it's a good neighbor. I consider that as being a good neighbor instead of a nosy neighbor. Get your neighborhood watch group together and go caroling, they're saying, during the holiday. Visit your elderly and others in the area so they may be they may be isolated during the holiday. Staying safe while shopping. Always lock your car and close the windows, even if you're only gone for a few minutes. When possible, lock all merchandise or package in the trunk of your car. Load your package before departing, not at the next destination. They're watching. If you go during the holiday, you go and do all that shopping, put all that stuff in your car, then you go back in the mall. Then that's a red flag. And the reason why that's a red flag, one thing is best to do, move your car. Pretend that you're leaving. Go and move in another parking spot. Because if they're watching you, they're going to see you put all that stuff in the car, and they're going to break in your car and take all your presents. So if you're going to do that and those things are have value, move to another. I know it's hard to find parking space during the holiday, but go and find another parking space or go to another store, because that's a red flag. Staying safe staying safe for shopping. Let me see. Listen, I think I read that already. Outdoor holiday decor. Shop with at least one partner. Have your car or house key in your hand as you approach the door. If attacked, use your key as a weapon. And that's something that I do. Whenever I am entering my car, most of the time, door, I always have my key in my hand, and I always point my key. So if someone did approach me, I could try to defend myself. I don't know how I react. I hope that I never have to experience it, but I always do that. Stay alert to your surrounding and the people around you. So when you're going to your car, especially if it's dark out there, now it gets dark at 5:30. Make sure that you look around and see if there's anybody nearby. Look inside your car and around it as you approach it. Be extra careful with purses and wallets. Carry a purse under your arm, a strap over your shoulder and under your arm. Keep wallets in an inside pocket. Avoid carrying large amount of cash. Well, it's important not to carry a large amount of cash, but it's also good to carry some cash, because sometimes a thief gets very angry when they don't get anything from you. So it's important that you have something of value for them to take, and hoping that they'll just take and leave and not harm you in any way. Avoid street vendors. Many times these vendors are selling stolen or unlicensed merchandise. Plan your trip. Instead of one big shopping trip, try several small ones. This will cut down on the amount of money you carry, the package you will be carrying. It will make you make your shopping less stressful. Walk everywhere else with everyone else. If you can, with other people, don't walk alone to your car. That's a red flag also. There's no one there to see, to help you, or anything. And try to show that you're calm, confident, and know where you're going. Don't appear to be frightened. Scared. And this is important too. Park in a well-lighted area that will be well-lit when you return. Keeping your credit and identity safe, very important also. If you write checks, use only the necessary information as your name, address, phone. Never give your Social Security number out. Safeguard your credit card and checks as you do cash. do not leave them in jacket pockets or sitting out in restaurants, stores, or hotel rooms. Keep your purse or wallet on you. Shoulder strap around you should cross your body, not dangling from your shoulder. Do not lay them in the shopping basket, which we all do. I do sometimes lay mine in the shopping cart, but my arm is through the straps, underneath the straps. So pretty much that's how I keep up not making sure that I don't turn around and my purse. And the best thing, too, close your purse. If there's a zip, whatever, snap it, zip it, whatever, because that's another place that the thief's going to be looking for in the supermarket when you're busy shopping and you're not looking at your purse. Make a list of your credit cards, debit cards, and checks with account numbers. Keep the list in a secure place at home. That's something I don't do, but it's important that we do that. It'll be easier if someone steals your purse with all your information. It'll be easy to get that information on contacting the different credit card companies so you can let them know that it was stolen so they can put a freeze on it. Take your time when making a purchase. Be sure you collect your license, credit card, a checkbook, and your receipt. That's very important. During the holiday, it's so busy making sure that you get your information back from the cashier. Keep your receipts and reconcile your statement. Promptly report any discrepancy to your issuer. Yes, that's important for you to check your account more regularly during the holiday time, because sometimes it's amazing how they get your information and use it, just like the situation with Target, Home Depot, and a few other places. Consider direct deposit of your payroll benefit checks. It's safe and convenient and prevent the thief for them to steal your checks. That is all the safety. A lot of good ones. So just be mindful of those things because they are out there. They're out there watching you, and I pray and hope that won't be one of those victims. But that's all I have as far as safety issues tonight. I will have some more again next week. But I also have some announcements. In our announcement, I would like tonight, I know in spirit that Martha Jefferson is on this air tonight, in her spirit, because she's one that very rarely misses a show. And I probably can count on my two hands, or really on my one hand, how many times she has missed the show since we've been on the air. And we are going to miss her. Her funeral is tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Elizabeth Baptist Church off of Cascade. Sheila and myself went to the wake tonight. And Sheila wrote, I'm not going to read the letter because it's too long to read right now, but she wrote a beautiful letter from the ministry that we read together tonight, express how important Martha was to us. And Martha was very dedicated. Just like I said, if there's nobody else on, there's three people, if nobody else on the air, it's either Martha, Miss Mandy, or my sister. I mean, they are my greatest supporter, and I'm hoping that many of you will continue to take Martha's place and become one of those supporters. And she's going to be, they had us laughing how she was pretty much always kind of always taking charge, wanting to do things her way. And but it's funny, you know, but the thing to it, we know she, when she took charge of something, she made sure she followed through with it. And just like she was, she won that pageant a month ago, Senior of the Year pageant for ROSA, the organization for ROSA. Now, this lady was in the hospital, in and out of the hospital. She raised more money than any of the other ladies. There was a lot of people running for this position. But Martha, she never gives up. She raised more money in the scooter, health problem, and she won. So we must look at Martha that it doesn't matter what we're going through, we need to keep pressing on. And Martha was an example of not letting nothing stopping her to achieving what she wanted to achieve. And she was a God-fearing lady, and we're going to miss her. We're going to miss that smile. We're going to miss that lady that take charge. She was a take charge person, and we're going to miss her. I know I am, because we talk from time to time. And you know one thing that's important? Martha sends cards out. I don't know if you've gotten one of Martha's cards, but it's not a Dollar Tree card. Martha doesn't buy Dollar Tree cards. Those cards that Martha buys, it's either $3 or $4 or more. I have one right here next to my computer. It's so pretty, I don't want to put it away. I have many cards from Martha. She will be truly missed, because the notes and stuff that she would send me sometimes, little things that she sends, I'm going to miss those things. So Martha, but we know that you are now with your husband, and you're going to be okay. You are right now bossing the angels up there around. So we know that you are a better place. You don't have to deal with being in the hospital anymore. And may God bless you, because we've got to deal with this crazy world down here. And all of you that can support her tomorrow, do so. I know we all have different schedules. But their daughter, she has a daughter named Marva, M-A-R-V-A, and a son, Mario. And they were very, you know, they expressed their appreciation of what the ministry and other people have done for her. So wanted to just give, we have a few minutes to just a silent moment dedicating the end of the show to Martha Jefferson. Martha, we love you, and we're going to miss you. One last announcement. We'll be meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. We're going to be giving out the fundraiser that we have put together to help raise money to publish our book. These items are like $5 and $10 items. It's not, you know, I'm not going to pressure you. You pick as many as you want to try to get rid of for us, and we're going to have a full breakfast, because we're also going to be celebrating something else. So please be tune in to, and also be at the our meeting this coming Saturday. And that is the end of our show tonight. Be blessed. Always make a phone call. Send someone a letter. a card, a note or something, and encourage them. Because this Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving Christmas holiday, it's a sad one for some. So just be encouraged. Continue to tune in each week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation held. I am He who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am He who held your power in my hand. And if you believe